Okay, good morning. It is the 28th of November, Chaf Kislev. Chaf Kislev, we're getting very close to Hanukkah. We are in Shoftim, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Hey. Difficult Pasuk. Let's read the Pasuk again. Vayasimu lo, Baalei Shechem Ma'arvim, and the Baalei Shechem appointed for him Ma'arvim. Al Roshe Haharim, on tops of the mountains, Vayigzalu as Kol Asher Ya'avor, and they stole from anyone who passed by, Asher Ya'avor Aleim B'derech, Vayugad La'Avimelech, and it was told to Avimelech. Okay, so, difficulty understanding this pasuk is, first of all, what exactly were they appointed for? why were they appointed? Okay, who were the people who were appointed out? We did not really get into yesterday. Who was it that, well, we spoke about it a little bit, but we'll see a little more today. Who exactly are these Ma'arvin? Who are the Ma'arvin? Okay. Vayigzlu is called Asher Ya'avor. Was that the original intent to steal from everyone? Or did that end up happening? And Vayugad Avimelech, what exactly was told to Avimelech? So we saw the main Mefarshim, we saw the Rabag, we saw the Radak, we saw the Abarbanel. Abarbanel, we actually did not learn correctly until the end yesterday. Let's just review that. That Abarbanel actually says that the reason why they made these Ma'arvim were because they were afraid of Avimelech, and they wanted to know when Avimelech was coming. They were afraid of Avimelech. They wanted to know when Avimelech. That's why they were appointed. They ended up stealing from people, and Avimelech ended up finding out about it and not caring. He just didn't do anything about it. And that, we had the whole thing in the Divrei Tova. That was the beginning of his downfall. That's why he started to lose his schus to be a leader, was because he didn't care about the people. He only cared about himself, and he was not trying to protect them. Okay? We also saw, again, at the end, Derech Mina spends time working out through Mefarshim here. So he says it appears to him that they were not necessarily trying to kill him. They just wanted to do damage to him. Okay? I didn't see any of the other Mefarshim who say that, but that's what he wants to say, because he says you don't see them being so bad until the next person, until this Gaal ben Evid comes along. We'll get to that probably next week, who that person is. But until then, they weren't yet on the level where they would actually kill Avimelech. That far, they would not go. But he says, but it's not true according to a lot of the Mefarshim. The Marikra and the Ralbag say Beferish that they wanted to kill Avimelech. They wanted to kill Avimelech. And the Radak, the Radak says, they just didn't want him to enter the city. They just didn't want him to enter the city. And the Abarbanel, like you just said, they were afraid of him. They wanted to know when he was coming. Okay? So, he's right according to the Radak, I should say. Right according to the Radak also, they didn't want to kill him. They just didn't want him to come in. And they wanted to just, do as they please, but not necessarily kill him. However, you do have Mefarshim saying that they wanted to kill him. Okay? Ma'arvim. Okay, so he says here, and again, I didn't see anybody else who says this. Okay, according to pretty much everybody we saw, the reason for appointing these Ma'arvim was Avimelech. Okay, either they wanted to kill Avimelech, they wanted to stop him from coming in, they were afraid of him. But it was all about Avimelech. It was all in order to do damage or to protect themselves from Avimelech. However, he brings here, Sheshadadu es shayaros hasocharim sheavru ba'aretz vayumishalmim la'avimelech meches temuras mavor bashalom. So according to this pshat, again, I didn't see anyone else say this, but he says there's a pshat, right, that they would, that this was actually Avimelech. They were doing this for Avimelech in order to collect taxes. They were collecting taxes by force. They were forcefully collecting taxes from the people who would pass by there. How the pasuk flows according to that, I'm not sure, right? So how would we read the rest of the pasuk according to that? Vayasim lo ba'alei Shechem ma'ar v'mal rashi aharim. Vayigzulu eis kol asher yavor. Aleihem b'derech v'yugav, meaning, so they were actually appointed to collect taxes, but they went too far. They went too far. What? They were supposed to steal from them, according to this, or they were supposed to collect taxes? And then they went, maybe they went too far, and they ended up stealing, and then was told to Abimelech, and also like maybe like the Abarbanel, he didn't care, he didn't do anything. Maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk.
If they're tax collectors, so the word ma'arvin is problematic.
Right, why are you calling them ma'arvin? Also, what's the yasimu lo then? Oh, because the yasimu lo means for Abimelech. Oh, so that works. The yasimu lo is for Abimelech. They did it for Abimelech to collect the taxes. You're saying, but why you call them ma'arvin? Why call them Arvin?
Because maybe that's saying that the people that they chose were not so great, and that led to them becoming like the Mochsen.
Or it wasn't so right. It wasn't so kosher v'yosher from the beginning. I mean, even the way Avimelech wanted it, it wasn't so kosher v'yosher, but they went a little too far. They weren't expected to. You're saying, okay.
Sometimes the taxes are a toll gate.
Toll gate, yeah.
You don't hide the fact. The caravan comes, I see there's a toll booth, and the guy's got his hand out.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Excellent point.
You get ambushers. Beautiful. It's a little
beautiful.
More than that.
Beautiful.
And if you're laying an ambush for somebody, and a guy comes along, like yesterday, wearing a Rolex and you only get a Timex, you make an exchange by force.
Yeah, excellent. Meaning you're saying, right, so meaning it can't be they were stam tax collectors. Meaning even according to this pshat, if they're regular tax collectors, they're not going to be a Rashi Aharim, like hiding out. The fact that they're like hiding out shows that there was something not kosher about what they were doing. Meaning even if they were doing this for Avimelech, so to speak, but it wasn't in a kosher. Excellent point. Excellent. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, fine. So I guess we could say this pshat in the pasuk. Again, it's not like any of the main mefarshim we saw, but it's possible. And he says, according to this pshat, ubezeh pagu bezchu Yosef. Because of this, because they started stealing, so that took away the whatever schuyos Avimelech might have had, it took it away, which is why what's going to come next, what will befall Avimelech soon. Lefi Radak and the Ralbag v'od hayu ma'arvim gozlin kol asher over aleihem kedei laharo sheyatzu mitachas reshuso ve'ein lahem Moshe. Okay, that was the Ralbag's pshat, that the fact that they're stealing now is, they don't have a ruler anymore. They're showing they don't have a ruler. Anarchy, they don't have a ruler. They don't care about Abimelech. V'chein mashmos ha-kasuv she-shadadu lo avchana. V'kasha ha-davar she-kolo ir, okay, but what he's bothered with in this pshat is, v'kasha ha-davar she-kolo ir tamud shodadin bedrachim v'tasak b'shod she-eras mi-urgan, meaning, was this like organized crime by the entire Shechem? Is that what happened? Meaning, he's assuming now, according to this pshat, that who was appointed, and that's what we have to get into now. So who was actually appointed to do this? So he seems to be learning it was the Baalei Shechem themselves. The Baalei Shechem themselves were the Ma'arvim. They were the Ma'arvim. And it sounds like, according to the Radak and the Ralbag, that it was actually the whole Shechem that was in on this. And they were all, they all became robbers. Which is possible. He just is bothered that maybe it's a little far-fetched that would happen to an entire city. Okay. Midive rikra mashem shema arvin po'alu al das atzma. They did more than they were supposed to do. Meaning originally, they were only supposed to, ambush or protect from Avimelech. But once, and we spoke about this yesterday, once they, and I think, was it the Malbim who said that Beferish? That they originally were only supposed to capture Avimelech, And instead, they started, they went one step further, and they started robbing everybody. They started robbing everybody. Which we did not see yesterday, any Meforish who did not understand that Vayigzlu es kol asher yavor aleihem means not just Avimelech, right? That's the Pashtus, that it means not just Avimelech. That originally just Avimelech, but they did more, they did not just Avimelech, okay? We'll see a pshat today that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true, okay? Fine. So, he's bringing up who the Ma'arvim were, okay? Who the Ma'arvim were? Were they Bali Shem or were they other hired, thugs? Okay, not necessarily clear in the pasuk. Before we get into that, there's actually two chazal connected to this pasuk. Actually, pretty famous ones. This one, the first one, is a Gemara in Baba Kama. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ra'uhu Shehitmin Bachoroshim. Okay, if the Edim saw that the person who stole was hiding, when he stole it, v'tavach u'machar, and then he stole these animals, he shechted them, or he sold them, so mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha. He has to pay, 4 or 5, depending on what type of animal it is. Amai, halo mashach. Right? Why? He was never Moshech. In order to acquire Bikona, the animal, you have to do a kinyan, a Maisa kinyan, and that by an animal would be a Maisa Mashicha to pull the animal. Amar Eftizda, Sheikisha, B'makel, he hit it with a stick to make it go, so that's also considered, he makes a kinyan. Amri, V'kivan dera'uhu gazlanu. Since they saw him doing this, so he's a gazlan. Kivan deka metamri minayu ganavu, right? But if he's hiding, then he's a ganav, right? So what is he? Is he a gazlan or is he a ganav? Ve'ela gazlan hechidami. So how do you have a gazlan? Amar Rabbi Avu kigon binahu ben Yehoyada shenemer vayigzol es hachanis Miyar haMitzri vayargeu bechaniso. He stole the spear from the Mitzri and then he killed him with it. So that's a clear gazela. Okay, that's a clear gazela that out in the open went over to him, grabbed his spear and killed him with it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, you don't need necessarily to go that far to be considered a gazlan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar could go bale shchem. Like the Baalei Shechem. What's a gazan like the Baalei Shechem? Shenemar vayasimu lo Baalei Shechem ma'arvim. Al roshei ha'arim, the Baalei Shechem appointed ma'arvim on top to the mountains, vayigdalu es kol asher yavar aleihem b'derech. And they stole from anyone who passed by. V'Rabbi Avuhu, my time alo amar mehai. Okay, so Rabbi Avuhu, who brings from the pasuk of Benu Ben Yoyada that he grabbed the spear, why doesn't he bring the pasuk, our pasuk? Why doesn't he bring our pasuk from Shoftim? My time alone, may I? Amar lach, kivan de mitamri itamure, since they were hiding, meaning they went up in the mountains, they were ambushers, they were hiding, so lo gazlanin ninhu, they're not considered gazlanim. The Rabbi Yochanan had the kametamri, and Rabbi Yochanan holds they are gazlanim. So the fact that they were hiding, delo nechzinu inchi, the niakru minayu, they're hiding so that people won't see them and run away from them or not go there. Right? They're not hiding because they're afraid of the people. They're hiding because they want to be able to rob them. So unless they hide, they won't be able to rob them. So they're still considered gazlanim. Okay, so let's just say clearly. Okay, so then it comes out, it seems there's a machlokes, Rabbi Avuhu and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the Baalei Shechem, the Gemara calls them, the Baalei Shechem, are they considered gazlanim or not? Okay, Rabbi Yochanan holds they are, even though they're hiding, they're gazlanim. The only reason they're hiding is so people don't see them. And Rabbi Avuhu holds, no, once they're hiding, they're no longer considered a gazlan. A Gazan, it has to be someone who's not afraid at all. He's just out there robbing people out in the open without hiding. Yes, Yitzchak.
I'm questioning about it. You're saying that it's a question of fear.
Fear? What did I say about fear?
Not afraid.
Okay. Yeah.
I think maybe it's the issue. You might say it might be different. You might say that if the hiding is before the act, but during the act it's open.
Yes.
Then it's not called hidden. So they're gazlana. And Rabbi Abbahu held that since they're hiding, so there's an aspect of hiddenness to it, even though ultimately they come out in the open. So is it called hiding or not? But it's not a question of it's a question of what's called hiding, not so much as whether you're afraid or not. That would be another way to understand it.
Hiding in the first instance is just to create the opportunity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But ultimately they come out of hiding.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll tell you. Let's continue the Gemara. You'll see why it's a very good point you're saying. Okay, we're going to get into that, but let's continue the Gemara. And you'll see why I said hiding. Okay, this is the famous part. Shalu Talmidav, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, mipnei ma'ech mira Torah deganav yoser migazlan. Okay, so what comes out is that a ganav has to pay tashlume arba v'chamisha. He would have to pay four or five times as much the value. But a gazlan would not. A gazlan would not. So why is that? Just careful, right? Just
not
careful.
So
why? Right. So this is the famous Gemara, right? So Amar Lahan. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered them. Ze hishve kivod eved likvod kono. The gazlan equates the eved to the master. Veze lo hishve kavod eved. Likvod kono, but the ganav does not equate the eved to the master. Kaviyachol asa ayin shelmata keilu einu roe. He makes it as if the ganav makes it as if the eye from above doesn't see. Va'ozin shelmata keilu einu shomas. And if he doesn't hear, shenemar hoy hamamikim me'ashem lastir etzav haya b'machshach ma'asehem. Right? What it means is, so the Rishayim, don't consider Hashem. Okay? They don't think Hashem is watching, they don't think he's listening, they don't think he sees. Ksiv, v'ksiv, v'yomer lo yire ka v'lo yavin elokei Yaakov. V'ksiv ki amru azav Hashem es haaretz v'ein Hashem roeh. Okay, so a ganev is afraid of people, but not afraid of Hashem. Right? He's afraid of people and not Hashem. As opposed to the Gazlan, he's not afraid of either one, right? So he at least is not making it that the Gazlan is not saying that I'm afraid more of people than Hashem, but the Ganav is, right? He's more afraid of people than he is of Hashem. One more. Mashal, Amar Rabbi Meir, Mashlu, Mashal, Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, Lamadav Dome, Lishnei Biyadam Shayu Biir, Vasu Mishnah. Two people make a party. Echad Zimen Espenei Yir, Velo Zimen Espenei Amelech. One person makes a party, invites everyone in the city except for the king and his children. The echad lo zimen es bnei ha'ir, lo zimen es bnei ha'melech, and one makes a party, doesn't invite people to the city or the king. Eizem mayam onchem maruba. Which one's worse? Which one's going to get it worse from the king?
The first
guy, right? Hevei omer zesh zimen es bnei ha'ir, velo zimen es bnei ha'melech. Right? If you're showing more kavod to the people of the city than to the king, so you're in trouble from the king. And that's the difference between a ganav and a gazlan, okay? So a gazlan who's more brazen, he doesn't care about people, he doesn't care about Hashem, he doesn't care about anyone, he just wants his money, right? But the ganav is showing, I don't have to worry about Hashem, right? He's not watching, he doesn't see, or he can't do anything to me, or whatever it is. But people, that I have to worry about, so that's much worse. Okay, so that's the famous part of the Gemara. But anyway, that's not what we want. What we want is the first part, this machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avohu, as to whether what the people of Shechem did, is that considered gezeila or not? What's the big kasha on Rabbi Avu? Okay, Rabbi Avu says, since they were hiding, they're not considered gazlanim. So what's the question? Why isn't everybody jumping? Okay, good, but that's better. No, come on. The pasuk says, but the pasuk calls them gazlanim. The pasuk says, Vayigzulu. So how do you learn the pasuk according to Rav? How do you learn the pasuk? Rav says, no, they're not gazlanim because they're hiding. But the pasuk says they're gazlanim.
And they can be identified.
Bam kasha, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll come back to that. Okay, first,
it's out of character for them. They're not really gazlanim. They're just people who are nice people that stole.
That's...
Okay, so first of all, the Divrei Tova makes another big diuk in this Gemara, okay? Which is, again, until now, we were wondering who the Ma'arvim are. Are the Ma'arvim, right? Are they B'nai Shechem? Or are they low lives? But what do you see from the Gemara? What do we see from the Gemara that we learned? They're Baal Shechem, because the Gemara calls them the Baal Shechem, right? The whole question is, were the Baal Shechem, were they Gazlanim or not Gazlanim? But you see clearly that it's the Baal Shechem. But the Kama Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph Mash Mekitzas She Baal Shechem Heim Atzma Not Gazlanim. It was the Baal Shechem themselves. She Gemara Vereshem Ve'ela Gazlan Heichidami Eiza Sug Maisa Asa Adam Anikra Gazlan. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kigon Baal Shechem. Rabbi Yochanan says, who is a Gazan? The Baal Shechem. Shenemar Yisim Elo Baal Shechem Arv Ma Rashi Arv Ma Yigzlo Es Kol Asher Yavor Aleim Bederech Hine Lo Kitzur Rabbi Yochanan Lahavi Rak Es HaPosik Ela Hikdim She Gazan Hu Kimo Baal Shechem. He says, a Gazan is a Baal Shechem. Mashma Shalom Rabbi Yochanan She Baal Shechem Atzmam Hayu Ha Gazlanim Umashma Obig Masham She Baal Shechem Atzmam Gam Hayu Ha Me'orovim Vasiba She Asu Ma'arev Hu Kedei Litvos Es So Anashim Ovrim Sham Sheyuchlu Ligzol Mimonam, and the reason they made these Ma'arvim is to steal from people. So again, that's another question. Meaning, what is the original intent of appointing these Ma'arvim? Why? What was the original intent? Was it only for to kill or to block Avimelech from coming, and then they did more and they went to steal? Or could it be that they originally were appointed for both? They originally were appointed to do both, take care of Avimelech and steal. Ulefi zeh kach mispar shapasim yesim lo baal shechem ma'arvim shesamu l'avimelech as baal shechem l'ma'arvim v'chein apirish kipshuto shebaal shechem Heim Samu Ma'arvin. It was the Baal Shechem who appointed them. Sheheim Tziva Eschelek Me'anashim Lios Ma'arvim Al Avimelech. That they appointed some of their fellow Shechemites to ambush Avimelech. V'chein Osam Ma'arvim Shein Baal Shechem Atzmim Hein Gam Hayu Gazlanim. They were also Gazlanim. And he says, Lufiani Estaiti Shegam Lufi HaGemar Mesparish Kepir Sharal Bag Shebali Shchem Samu Ma'arim LaHaragas Avimelech Shimlokein Lo Muvan Madua Kasev Aisimu Lo Bale Shchem Ma'arvin. Right? What's the low? Right? So the low is Mashma. They're appointing these ambushers to ambush Avimelech. Harei Heim Samu Ma'arvin LeChalu Anoshim Ligzalosa Elavan De Kavanas Apostik Lufi HaGemar LeShnei Dvar. Okay, so he wants to say, based on this Gemara that we learned, two things come out. Aleph. Heim sam marvim rashi arm lahargas avimelech. Number one. Number two, heim sam marvim ligzol mamon. They wanted to steal money. Shekivan shekvar arvu lavimelech echlitu gam narev ligzol mamon. So they decided, okay, once we're appointing ambushers, let's not let that go to waste and only use it to kill avimelech. Let's also steal from them. So that's not like some of the first we learned yesterday, that they were really only appointed to kill Avimelech, but they went a step further, right? Because they were low lives, or because there's anarchy now, because there's no king now, so they went a step further. No, originally they were hired or appointed, doesn't even say they were hired, they were just appointed to do both, okay? But up until now, okay, who are they stealing from? Who are they stealing from? Everyone, right? Anyone else who passes by. Anyone who passes by, they steal from, right? So who heard of the Evan Ha'ezel? Evan Ha'ezel. Who's Evan Ha'ezel?
Garrison. What's his name?
Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. was the father-in-law of Aaron Cutler, tremendous Talmud Chacham Rosh Yeshiva, ended up in Eretz Yisrael after the war, was in Eretz Yisrael. So the Eben HaEzel, which is on the Rambam, okay, Sefer on the Rambam, but Sefer Eben HaEzel, Behilchus Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph Kasu, Kasav, Vayasimu Lo, Balei Shechem Ma'arvim, okay, so they appointed for him, Ma'arvim, Heim Samu Ma'arvim Lignov, Rak Es Shel Avimelech. V'lo gonvu me'anoshim acherim, and they did not steal from anybody else. Umam shechapasik v'yigzulu es kol asher yavar aleihem. Aye, so what does it mean? And they stole from all that passed by them. Shekishavar machane shel adorim o masaos mishel avimelech hayulochin es kol hamachane. Meaning anything that passed that was shayich to Avimelech, that they would take, that they would steal. Meaning it wasn't only to ambush Avimelech and to kill him, but anything that passed by that belonged to Avimelech, right? Any government thing that would pass by, they would steal. They would steal.
See, that's how I understood that other thing you read, although I didn't say it, about the taxes. I thought, like the Sofer, there were taxes to be paid to Avimelech, and they stole the taxes. Was that too fine a line?
I have a lot of that kind of thing. It's associated with the,
So this is a big kiddush to Eben HaEzel. So Eben HaEzel is a big kiddush. So they weren't stealing from other people. They were only they did do their job. Meaning until now we were saying they didn't do their job properly. They were supposed to just ambush Avimelech and they started stealing from other people. Eben HaEzel says, no, not true. It was only blow. It was only Avimelech. What does it mean? Vayigzos kol asher yavar aleihem. All the things of Avimelech. They would steal the sheep. They would steal even the shepherds. Masos, whatever packages. Gemalim, v'nahigayim, and they would steal the camels and the camel drivers. Whatever was shaykh to Avimelech, they took, and that's what they were appointed for. And they did their job. Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
Is it possible, and they're called Balei Shechem, the leaders of the city, right?
Uh-huh.
That's not what the Targum is just called, the Yatre.
Huh?
Yatre, the Yoshim.
Ah. So that was my question. He's interpreting that's Yoshim, but if they're really the leaders, and the Gemara calls them Balei Shechem, okay. So it could be like they're the mafia heads. They don't go do the dirty work themselves. So the question is, if they appoint somebody to steal, are they called, and they're in hiding because they're back in their offices running the show, are they called Genovim or are they called Gazlanim? The mafia heads.
The heads. Okay. That's a good shayla. What are they called? Okay.
Maybe that's the end of the Gemara when it says Baal Hashem. They're not going like Onkelos. At the Gemara is Rabbi Abau and Rabbi Yochanan.
That's not the
Pashtus.
It's not the Pashtus.
That would explain why.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying.
Why the Pasuk says Gazela, because it's not talking about the Ma'arvim, not the Bailam. So the Ma'arvim, Ba'igzalu. It says Yigzal. So what's the whole deal?
But they weren't. Yeah, I hear. It's a nice shot. The only problem is it's mashma when we say that they were hiding, meaning they're the ones hiding to ambush, not hiding. Like according to you, they stayed in their house and they sent out their hitman.
Yeah.
But that's not how the Gemara seems to be understanding. The Gemara seems to be understanding the ones who are hiding to ambush But okay, fine. Anyway, okay, fine. So let's get into that. Okay, fine. I told you there's two chazal. There's also the Medrash, which is also similar machlokas. That was the Gemara in Baba Kama. Excuse me. There's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabba Nun Dalid. The Medrash says Ezehu Gazlan. What's a gazlan? Bar kapara omer zeshu gozel bifarhesia. Okay? A gazlan is someone who does it openly. Heich ma da'at omer vayigzulu eskol asher yavor aleihem baderech. Okay, ma derech bifarhesya avgazlan bifarhesya. Okay, so that's Bar Kapara learning from our pasuk that a gazlan is someone who does bifarhesya. Is a ration, I assume, Rabbi Shimon, Maisila Meyacha. Dixiv Avesim Gozul, Vavesim Gozul, as a Pesach Vesachola. Ma Pesach Vachola Mumim Shebegaloi, or Piseach it should be, I guess, Piseach, Vachola Mumim Shebegaloi, Afgazlon Shebegaloi. Rabbi Avu, here's a Rabbi Avu again. Rabbi Avu, Beshem Eshlaka Shalmar, Lifnei Tisha is a Ganiv, Lifnei Asar is a Gazlan. Rabbi Tanchuma, B'shem Rav Huna Omer, La'olam Eino Gazlan, Ad Sheyigzelenu Miyado, Shenemar Vayigzel Esachanis Miyad HaMitzri. Okay, which that was actually Rabbi Avuhu in the Gemara.
It was an incident,
yeah. Where is that incident? Where is that? That is in Shmuel Beis. Small base, Berk of Gimel Pasikhov Aleph. The Niu Ben Yehoyado stole the spear from the Mitzri and killed him. Okay? Fine. So that is, okay, so from both from the Gemara and the Medrash, it's not Pashit what a Gazan is. Okay? It's not Pashit what exactly a Gazan is. Okay, so the Divrei Tova, he brings the Medrash. Okay? And he says, "In a doshchad amadur hotzach navi lichtoiv shegazlu baderech." Okay, so they're medayik. Why does it say baderech in our pasuk? L'chora yom maspik im hayakasuv ayigzul eskol asher yavur aleihem. Right, the word baderech is really extra in our pasuk. Why does that say baderech? Just say vayigzul eskol asher yavur aleihem. Ela lekach yiyaser anavi mila. That's why the navi added a word. The kasev vayigzulu kol asher yavor aleihem ba derech. Ere the word derech lamdecha manikra gazlan kol mi shegazui begaloi ubefarhesya kemo derech hageluya kach im hu gozel begaloi alav nemer vayigzulu. Udelo kedas Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Rav Huna. Okay, but that's not like Rav Tanchuma b'shem Rav Huna. Shelolam in gazlan at sheyigzul miyado shenemer vayigzul sachanis miyara mitzri. Shekein Rav Huna lo meid shafilu gozal bigaloi ubefirsum eino nikru gazlam kol ochilo gozlam miyada. Okay? You could have it that you're doing it befarhesya, but if you don't actually take it from the person's hand, like Beniu ben Yehuda did, that he pulled the spear out of his hand, that's not a gazlam. A gazlam is only when you take it out of the person's hand. V'yesh lain im kein, so madua kasuve yigzu eskola sheyavra lehem. So again, this is the kash also on the Medrash. So why does it say vayigzlu? Okay. So first, he goes into the Gemara. Okay. And he brings the same Eben Ha'ezel. The same Eben Ha'ezel that we quoted to answer the question that according to Rav Avu, so why does it say, why did our pasuk call them gazlanim? They're not gazlanim. Why are they called gazlanim? Okay. So again, the Eben Ha'ezel, says, Vayasimu lo, ba'alei shem ma'arvim, shem sal ma'arvim, nevlo rak mishal avi melech. Only trying to steal from avi melech, vayizu kol asher yavar aleim baderech. Heim gazu rak ha'machnos ma'asos shal avi melech. They're only stealing from avi melech, and whatever things came from avi melech. Sheim avru roim shal avi melech, im behem oseyem, gazu esakol, vim avru ma'asos, im gemalim gazu esakol. Umavur be'ebno ezel, shom. Sheklapi haroin v'amanhigim shel machanos avimelech shavrusam heim be'emas ha'yu gazlanim. Okay, so as far as the other things that pass by, so they were gazlanim. Ki heim gazlim b'chazka, because they did it by force. Lachu miyadam es ha'amon ki gazlanim gemurim. Okay, they took them by force. They took them by force. Ulekein kasev v'pasik vayigzelu eskol asher yavor aleihem baderech ki be'emes hayu gazlanim kapi anashim shalchu im masos avimelech. Meaning, when it came to the belongings of Avimelech, right? So they went out there and they took it by force, and then they're considered gazlanim. Avoklapi Avimelech, heim hayurak ganavim. But as far as Avimelech himself, they were only ganavim lefidas ravu ki his chabu mimenu. Since they're hiding from Avimelech, so if, as far as Avimelech goes, they're not considered gazlanim. But as far as the belongings of Avimelech, on that they were gazlanim.
Ah, that's for you, God.
Yeah, what?
Because he didn't know. That's what the pasuk's telling, that he found out about it.
Right, because he wasn't there. Right,
They were stealing without his knowledge.
And then he says, Rabbi Yochanan holds that even for Avimelech, they weren't afraid. And the reason they were hiding is just so he would come there, right? But not that he was afraid of them. Right? So Ravu is learning they were afraid of Avimelech, and therefore Lagabi Avimelech, they're not considered Gazlanim. But as far as the belongings, they're not afraid, and therefore they are Gazlanim. Okay, so that's why I was saying fear before. Right? It has to do with the fear factor. You got time? You need a clarification?
Please.
So, according to the Ibn Ezel, They were appointed to both ambush Avimelech and to steal any of Avimelech's belongings that passed by. Okay? So as far as the belongings of Avimelech, they're considered gazlanim because they went out there, they weren't afraid, and they just, by force, took them. Okay? So that's a gazlan. As far as Avimelech himself, though, they were afraid of him. And therefore they were hiding. The reason they were hiding was from Avimelech. And therefore, Lagabi Avimelech, they're not called Gazlanim, only Lagabi, the things that they took from him. However, the Ibn Ezel says that would only work according to the Rambam. Okay? But according to Rashi, who says in the Gemara there, the Rabbi Avu, Shela'olam Yichashu Kanavim, Hagam Kesheroin Adam Imamon Gazlim and Abakachu Begalui. According to Rabbi Avu, it doesn't have to do with whether you're doing it out in the open, and even if you're doing it by force. Avul hayos v'schabu mipnei shar anoshim shelo yorum k'shem gozlim yadam zeh nechshavim k'nam. The fact that they're hiding at all is similar to what you were saying before. The fact that they're hiding at all, right, makes they're not so brazen to just stand out in the open. The fact that they're at all hiding makes them that they're not gazlanim. V'imkein choseres hashela madua kasuv vayigzalu. So then, lefi that, so we have the
strange passage. Strange explanation.
Yeah, why?
Well, you rob somebody of the vayesia, and then you run into hiding. It's the act of the hiding, either before or after, that's going to be ma'akev. It should be the masa itself, not what you do before or after.
Well, I think it does make meaning. Going back to the mashal of why we make this chilik between a gazlan and a ganav, right? It has to do very much with the fear factor, right? Meaning why are we so upset about a ganav? Because he's not afraid of Hashem, but he's afraid of people.
The gazlan.
No, the ganav. No, meaning we're more machmir with the ganav because he's afraid of people, but he's not afraid of Hashem. Right? That's the ganav. Right? That's the ganav. As opposed to a gazlan, he's not afraid of anybody. So Rav holds, once you're hiding at all, so you can't say that anymore. Right? Once there's any hiding, so even if you're going to do it by force, and even if you'll do it by fayesia, but you're still hiding, right? You're still hiding from people. So you're still more afraid, you're showing you're more afraid of people than Hashem. I think that's...
What kind of guy are you talking about? Where there's a guy that's standing in the middle of the road with his gun drawn, and he expects anybody that's going to try to steal in any way,
exactly.
Even if fayesia is going to have to hide for
exactly.
A second.
In order to jump. That's what Beniu did. He went over to the guy. He's holding the spear. Grabs the spear out of his hand. Takes and kills him with it. That's a gazlan. That's what Rabbi Abu holds. Yes, that's the only gazlan. Anything then, less than that, you're not a gazlan.
And if he ran,
that's
and then if he ran into that's the hills, it would change his status.
Yeah, according to Rabbi Avu. If he ambushes him from behind, if he's hiding behind, and then from behind he grabs his spear, then pashtus he wouldn't be. I don't know.
Do you see how that starts to mess up all the time?